Did you have a favorite item as a child, and do you still have it?
Yes, I do. He's sitting right next to me. It's a large stuffed Winnie the Pooh bear that my grandmother bought for me when I was in the second grade. And when Toy Story came out, I saw that Andy wrote his name on his favorite toy. I wrote my name on the tag of this Winnie the Pooh, and it's still there.
Maybe my dinosaur blankets, which is probably somewhere in my mother's house.
The blue color teddy bear that we won from kindergarten.
It's a stuffed reindeer whose name is Wally.
This Stella Luna doll. Stella Luna from the book about a little bat. And I brought her everywhere with me, and I do still have it.
It was a small squeaky bear you got a long time ago. In oatmeal boxes you could send away for this thing called an oatmeal bear, or at least that's what my mom called it. But it was a small bear with a squeaky in the middle, and Quaker Oats would send you that if you bought enough oatmeal. And it was one of my only toys when I was really little. My mom made me like an airplane and a dollhouse out of Quaker Oats boxes for the bear to play in. It was really a lovely toy, and I still have him. I think he's become a dog toy, unfortunately, but that's okay.
I don't know, I had this Dora doll that I really loved, and it was one of those electric or like mechanical dolls that if you like pressed a button it would make noise and it would like speak to you and say like, "Hola, soy Dora," or something like that. And yeah, I loved it so much that I would take it everywhere that I went, and even in the shower, which is obviously not safe because it's like mechanical. I cannot take a mechanical doll in the shower. I would like cry if I wasn't allowed to take it in the shower. And so my parents had to get rid of it because it was obviously dangerous.
I had a bear, a stuffed bear for a long time where its nose was all crooked. I remember having that for quite a while. I had that since I was a baby, but I eventually let it go.
I was hooked on video games. I still actually do have those video games in my apartment. And from time to time when I'm feeling like distant or, you know, not really that connective with the little guy inside of me, I'll pop a cartridge in or a CD in and just relive it a bit.
When I was 3, I had my tonsils taken out and a family friend made a doll in my likeness right after surgery, and I named her Tamar after me. I've always slept with that doll. I used to get homesick when I would have sleepovers and I would bring her, and I still have her now. She kind of chills next to my window.
My favorite item as a child was this silk running shorts that used to belong to my mom, but then it became essentially a blanket for me as an infant. I had colic as a baby and really was very bad at sleeping. And so I think my mom read somewhere that you're supposed to give your baby something that smells like you, and that'll help it sleep. So she, for some reason, elected to give me a pair of her shorts. And they are silk running shorts, so they get very cool if you leave them in the air, and then once you hold on to them, it's that like really pleasant feeling of coolness when you're really hot under the covers. And I named it Squirrely. Don't know why. I still have them. They're tucked away in the corner of my bedroom. I don't know that I will ever throw them away. They're just these like stretched out tattered shorts that I literally used to sleep with like they were a stuffed animal.
Well, the first thing to come to mind is that when I was a child, I loved dressing up. And I would come home from school at lunch in like grade 1 and 2 and 3 to change clothes so I could come to the afternoon in different outfit. And then I would come home after school and change again to wear different clothes to play outside before dinner. And that is something I kind of still do.
As a young child, probably books. Most of my books. And yes, I still have them. And my dollhouse, which was given to me, I think I was around 4 years old. And every time I went to my grandmother's, when I woke up, she had left a piece of furniture next to my bed for the dollhouse. And I adored that dollhouse. And I still have not the original one, because it was actually lended and we had to give it back, but a replica that my grandmother had made for me when we had to give the original one back when I was about, I don't know, maybe 12. And I was heartbroken.
I had a clown marionette when I was little, and I loved it so much. But I didn't know what I was doing with it, and his strings got tangled all the time. And my mother finally got tired of trying to untangle the strings and cut them all off. And I was heartbroken. So I painted his fingernails red with my nail polish and kept him. And I still have him, all limp with red fingernails. I still love him.
And yes, there was a little puppet that was kind of a jack-in-the-box almost puppet. And it looks like an elf, or like a little bit like an elf on the shelf. It's not the same. We had called it Puck, and he had a lot of adventures, and he had a lot of mischief, and I loved him, and I still have him, and I have him, and his stick is a little bent, but if I ever have children, most likely they will inherit Puck.